So then your stepfather was a military man. So were you,
yes.
And that brought you to North Dakota and to Grand Forks?
It did, yes.
And that was the Air Force base?
It was the Air Force. And of course, you can imagine moving there being the outside kid. I couldn't wait to get out and graduate. So I graduated in the summer and left at 16. And then started college in January when I was 17 at Miami of Ohio.
Wow. But, okay. What year did you graduate from Grand Forks Central?
Wow, I was thinking about that last night. I think it was the August of 65, maybe. It was the year my mother, I went to her college graduation one week and my high school graduation the next week. But at that time, they were very accommodating. I think there were 12 of us in that graduation class, and some being kids from the air base. As you know, it was 25 miles from town, and we really weren't as included in town activities and things as you would be if you lived in the community.
But you did attend Grand Forks Central.
Absolutely. That's where I got my high school diploma from.
Right, in 1965, right?
I'm thinking it was 65, yes, because I was 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm kind of zeroing in on that, and you and I both know that Grand Forks is my hometown. Although I went to Grand Forks Central for 1 year, I'd gone to a junior high school in another part of town in my sophomore year in 1957. Let me ask you about some names that might have been there that we both know. Did you remember Ken Rio? Was he there?
I don't remember that.
Serge Gambucci was a hockey guy. Elton Scarpoo.
That rings a bell. It was my first experience at hockey versus football. Coming out of Ohio State and Woody Hayes growing up, I went to North Dakota and realized that hockey was the sport.
Yep.
And that became, you know, it was really interesting. I mean, there are many things about North Dakota that probably helped shape me too. One being the flood. I remember the flood and sandbagging the Red River. And I guess is it the Red River that flows through there, flows north?
Yes.
Yes. I remember that, the annual floods, and then when it was really bad, the sandbagging. I remember going to northern Minnesota a lot. I remember the Yardbirds came there one time.
Hmm.
And the Beach Boys came to Fargo. That was probably the biggest single celebration while I was up there, the Beach Boys in Fargo.
Yeah.
And it was just Turtle River. I did learn about Indian reservations.
Yep.
In North Dakota, because I did some missionary work over there through the base. And I actually skied once in North Dakota, Turtle River.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they had one ski run. So you could rent skis or you could take a toboggan. Everybody used the same hill.
Really?
But it was charming. You know, you take what you can. You learned about sugar beets. This is very flat and big sky country.
Yeah. As I tell people, North Dakota is so flat, you can watch a dog run away for 2 weeks.
True. Oh my gosh. Very true. And the wind blows, always blows.
Yeah.
And, but it served my family well when I was there. And I think it was a good stepping stone for me. I think I got what I needed from the high school there, and it served me well, John. I wish kids today had some of the advantages we had with, you know, instruction and education, and the backgrounds we got have served us well, I think.
Here's another name that comes by, Leo M. Haisley. He was a music guy. Does that ring a bell?
That does sound familiar, because I did play the clarinet. I played it for many years. I played in the band up there.
Yeah.
And I still have a clarinet, and I keep thinking I'll learn to play, but I've lost my embouchure, and I've lost, believe it or not, my air.
Oh.
So it's in the closet, and the kids got it for me a few years ago for my birthday, and I really need to get it out.
Well, I just want our listeners to know this interview will be about, I guess I've already stated, your professional life and your running life. So move on now. Mm-hmm. You've already indicated you were a reader, but then you went on, you attended Miami of Ohio University for a couple of years, right?
I did. I was there. It was sort of interesting. I was thinking this through. I went there in 65. I ended up leaving in 68. My stepfather was deployed. He was in Saigon at the time during the Tet Offensive in 68. And I actually married while he was overseas, married a man I had met there at Miami. He graduated ROTC, and so we entered right into the Air Force. So then I spent the next 12 years having children, and we were in the Air Force until we came to Tulsa. He actually was in Thailand in 75. So I moved 6 times at that point. Didn't work, had kids, my four kids. And then we left the Air Force in 78. And as the war was winding down, and he decided that wasn't going to be his career, and we moved to Tulsa, actually with American Airlines.
Yes. Okay.
I've lived here ever since.